637.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is November 2nd, 2012, and you have with you, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, we are broadcasting live out of Michigan, once again, second day here. Got two more to go. And, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to Sons of Liberty. Check out the pictures. Just did another event last night, the Tea Party. Jake will get caught up on that in just a second here. Aside of that, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to be my friend, again, I appreciate your responses. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. And again, folks, phones are inaccessible right now, so we're going to have to get back to you on Monday when we get back into the state of Minnesota and start taking some of your phone calls. And I'm sorry to say, too, some of the topics that we're talking about right now are so vitally important to get your interaction, so do forgive us. It's Jake's fault.
It's true. I did come up with a remedy.
You're not supposed to talk yet, all right?
Oh.
I'm really mad right now because we can't take phone calls, and it is your fault, all right?
Lo siento.
Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Now it's your turn.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I wanted to say you can interact through our Facebook, The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Comment. As a matter of fact, last night we joined the River City Tea Party, and we were out there in the Grand Rapids area here in Michigan. Thanks for all you do, he said. Great night tonight, guys, here in Grand Rapids. We have the best story never told, and you do a good job telling it. I was trying to figure out what that meant exactly, but that was the leader who gave that comment.
Yeah, it's a message you never heard. I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's never told, but good job telling it. And, folks, we need to tell more of it because I'll tell you what, the responsiveness of the people last night, you can see it in the pictures, and you'll see it in the videos when we release them at the end of the week, that these people were into it. They understood it. They know it's the old paths. And, folks,
you know, they gave me a standing ovation.
And
you know what? They were probably just so sick and tired of sitting there that they had to get up and stretch out.
Stretch their legs. Clap for this
but
guy.
It was. I honestly, dude, when that happens, I totally appreciate it. But I really just, guys, I've been talking about Christ and the veterans. Mm-hmm. That's where the honor goes. It goes to the Christ, ultimately.
The anointing's there every time.
That's exactly right. And to the veterans, and we say thank you to them, guys. Turn around and shake their hands. Turn around and tell them thank you.
Yep.
Turn around, go home, drive home, get on the phone when you get home and call those veterans and tell them thank you for what they did. And first and foremost, get on your knees and tell God thank you for what he did through his son, Jesus Christ.
So where did that example come from? It came through the redemptive process of Christ, and that's what we see reflected through our veterans. And Bradley does a fantastic job of bringing that message to people. This is different than just going in and cheering up the conservatives and telling them, good job, guys, we're going to win the battle. It's getting the gospel there, which is the power of God unto salvation, which is our only power.
It's confronting the issues, and it's showing them leadership. We're telling people what we have done and what we are doing, not what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big difference.
Or a good idea.
It reminds me of a church I used to go to when I first got saved as a Christian, and what I learned not to do. And I remember there was an individual that was raising money to teach leadership in public high schools. Yeah. And what was interesting about it is the offering came in. He probably got about $1,500. And when he got his offering, he goes out and buys his new van. And then I went up and asked him. And I asked him, I said, so how many schools you been in thus far? Oh, I haven't been in any schools yet.
Yeah.
No, that's the testimony, if you want to call that, of the professed church in America today. Mm-hmm. And it's shameful, friends.
Yep.
And it's not Christianity. It's a lack thereof. And so in saying that, when we go in and we show them our faith by our works and what God has wrought, that's what causes people to get lit. It's the testimony of Jesus Christ. And what is the gift of prophecy? The testimony of Jesus Christ. And people find their faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. And not in man.
Yep.
And the Bible says just that very thing. And we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And as John Wesley rightly said, I set myself on fire every morning so the world can watch me burn. And it's the same thing for the Sons of Liberty. And we do it time and time and time again. And I'm so honored and privileged by God that we have the opportunity to do what we're doing. And friends, I'm telling you what, there's nothing like losing your life for a purpose. There really isn't.
Amen. And folks, we want to join you. If you have a community, you have a group, you have a school, you have some area you want the Sons of Liberty to come to. We've talked about it on the radio program. We've been all over the boards, all over the country in the past 2 months. We're very busy, but we want to fit you in. So go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook.
If you'll fit us in.
Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Got a letter yesterday from somebody on, well, actually, first of all,
I'm going to hear the letter.
I'll get to that in 1 second. This Friday's commentary is out. Pull Your Kids, Save the Nation. You've got to see the video on this. Let me control the textbooks, I will control the state, is what Mr. Hitler said. The state will take youth and give to youth its own education and its upbringing. Your child belongs to us already. What are you? Well, Mr. Adolf,
front page World
Mr.
Daily.
Obama, that's right. This is on the front page. We've been in the schools. Those kids are not yours. Those are God's. But find through this article a video. It's very encouraging. It gives you answers.
Yeah.
Now to the letter.
Yeah, I'm excited about the letter.
Yes.
Because I don't hear about this stuff, folks, until we get on the air. It's just like I don't know what I'm supposed to do or where I'm going until Jake tells me, no, we're going here. Now, is this stuff that I know what I'm talking about? Yep, it is. Okay, cool. Let's go.
This was the letter sent yesterday, actually, to a listener to our program in Florida. As you know, we're nationally syndicated. We're all over the country. I'm just listening to the guys talking now about showing voter ID, which was the topic we covered yesterday.
This is from our friend Karen, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes.
I went to St. Pete City Pool to buy punch cards to use when I go to do my laps. She's swimming laps. They usually require a $10 a year resident card, but now have changed that to showing two forms of ID.
Huh.
So after I walked back to my car to retrieve an additional ID, I handed it to the girl at the window and said, as an independent voter, I must say that I find it amazing I have to show more ID to buy a pool card than the Democrats want people to show to vote.
It just doesn't work for them, Karen, that's all.
That's right. And thanks for speaking up, Karen, too,
yep,
where you're at. And she also donated. So, folks, this is an opportunity not only to share. We're going to share with the country what you say. Make a donation as well. It helps us keep doing what we're doing.
It really does. Go ahead and check it out on Sons of Liberty on Facebook, and you can see everything that we do on a daily basis. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
From having lunch in the state of Michigan here. And we walk in, and I have never seen so many televisions. And by the way, that was the whole purpose of making sure it wasn't a sports bar. I cannot stand the vibe in those places. And every chair and every table, how do I say this? Yeah, every table and every booth, yep. There we have it, yep. Had a television.
Yep.
And when you looked up, I have never seen so many televisions in all my life. And I said to the guys, I said, can you imagine sitting, hey, let's go have lunch and have a serious conversation? Mm-hmm.
At any one time,
distracting.
You could see seven or eight.
Ridiculous.
TVs in the world.
And watching a bunch of grown-ups acting like a bunch of fools.
Our team is number one.
Yeah.
We're number one. We're losing our country, but man, we're number one.
We're number one.
That's right.
One of the commercials, Jake, I wanted you to kick off on one of the commercials. I thought it was interesting. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was great.
It was up there.
That was on Communist Network News. But go ahead, Jake.
Basically, what happened was a gentleman who was a professor of some sort had
Chinese
a whole lot of students. And, yes, he was Chinese.
Yeah.
And on the side wall, there's a picture of Mao Zedong and all the leaders. And they talked about the great empires of old that had fallen. And they brought up Greece and Rome and Britain and different things like that. And then he brings up America. He said the reason they've fallen because they don't stay true to the principles that made them great.
Yep.
And then he said, like America, for example. And,
and the camera's
about,
panning back and forth from the Chinese professor to all the arena. Mm-hmm. It was an auditorium that was filled with Chinese young people.
Yep, and they were listening. And so as he was talking about all of this debt that America's incurring and how we unethically spend money, stimulus, and then he goes into Medicare, and he just starts going on and on, everything that's unconstitutional right now. And then he turns to the mic and talks about how they fell. And then he said, and now we own all of that debt. So now they're working for us.
Yep, and then the camera pans back to the guests, the audience, to the young Chinese people, and they started laughing.
That's right. So the joke was on us, and then it panned out, and you see on the wall Mao Zedong and all these Chinese leaders.
Yep.
And who's laughing?
That's
well,
right.
It's not. We're licking our wounds right now. No, actually we're not. Because then you look at the TV right next to it, and you've got these idiots painted half red and gold,
half naked,
with two beers in their hands, screaming they're number one.
That's normal, though. I mean, the preacher can't get passionate about his God.
No.
And that's weird.
That's true.
You know,
that's overzealous.
Or he's a cult leader or something like that. But when you paint yourself you know, half purple and half yellow, like they do in the state of Minnesota, and then wear half their clothes. That's normal.
Yeah. He's a good sportsman.
But you know what? Rest assured to those people out there that are hearers only, those that deceive themselves and not doing and fighting for their country, rest assured China is laughing. And also keep in mind, friends, too, speaking of Obama's administration, it's also the Chinese and the Russian that are paying for his campaign. Yeah. I don't know if everybody was aware of that, but just thought I'd throw that in there.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Our team is playing the number one seed team in the country today.
Yeah.
You know?
Minnesota Vikings, man!
Besides, we got like 4 days till election, so we'll just wait till then.
Yeah. It's not that bad. There's still a football game
going on. And then we'll vote for Romani or, well, what's his name?
Ramen Noodles.
Romani? And then Osama Bin Laden.
Are you talking about Willard Romney?
Yeah.
That sounds.
He's running against Bin Laden or something, or Bin Laden.
Oh, Bidden.
Joseph Bidden.
The guy that's going around telling the black folks that they're going to be.
Bandama.
Get back down to Jim Crow laws.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jim Crow laws.
As they're using the black and the Hispanics.
Who is Jim Crow again? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Jim Crow.
Boy, I don't know.
Back to the football game. I mean, come on.
Well, let's stay to the communist course. The Chinese are laughing at the American people now. Great commercial. Who put that on, by the way?
I don't know.
I appreciate stuff like that because those are eye-openers.
Yes.
Because they show you the severity of the times. Right. In America, we are in perilous times.
It was real and it was very relevant, and I was shocked, too. I was like, what in the world is this doing on mainstream TV?
That was the best place for him to put it to, right on CNN. Folks, you know what's really cool? I don't know. Maybe I'm starting to like Obama a little bit too much here, but gas is down to $3.19.
What a great guy, you know? And jobs.
I mean, why would he lower the prices like that, Jake?
171,000 jobs?
I just mysteriously popped up out of nowhere.
Seriously, yeah.
And we've been hiring for a long time.
Those guys that quit after a week and want unemployment.
We should go downtown, like, to the welfare department and start telling all these social workers, hey, we're hiring guys.
And they'd say, no, we already got a job. We're supposed to vote on Tuesday.
You're a religious group.
Yeah.
So what? We're hiring guys. Right? You guys need a job, right?
No.
Remember Jesus said, if you don't work, you don't eat? Remember that?
Yeah, but Obama just hired us. We're going to vote, like, three different times in three different states on election day.
Wow.
He promised he would pay for that.
The guy almost had me converted.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting. And they're out there attacking everybody and everything that stands in their way.
Yeah.
They're accusing everybody and everything. Yeah. Of what they're guilty of.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that awesome?
And we find out more and more every day.
Yeah, and I'm going to share more and more with you. As a matter of fact, Valerie Jarrett openly declared as Obama's brain in the figure whose second story, West Wing office, has been described by political insiders as the true Oval Office of the Obama White House. Valerie Jarrett is letting it be known that if Barack Obama secures election victory next week, there may be quite literally hell to pay for those who opposed him.
Really? That sounds American.
Did I tell you anything about Valerie Jarrett? Let me give you a little history. She's in the White House.
Mm-hmm. She's
be good. Iranian-born.
Mm-hmm.
She's a communist sympathizer
who
has ties to Obama since the 1990s in Chicago.
Open-minded.
Totally.
Yeah, lover of poor people, I'm sure.
Well, she's in there dictating. I mean, maybe that's why
that's what you do.
Iranian government is so friendly with this administration.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But they pose as, you know, enemies.
Build a connection.
Yeah. She said, Valerie Jarrett did, the brains of the White House, after we win this election, it's our turn. Payback time. Everyone not with us is against us, and they better be ready because we don't forget. Is this not interesting, friends? The ones who helped us will be rewarded. The ones who opposed us, will get what they deserve. There is going to be hell to pay. Congress won't be a problem for us this time. No election to worry about after this is over. And we have two judges ready to go. She was talking directly to about three of them, to a senior staff member. And she wasn't trying to be quiet about it at all. And they were all listening and shaking their heads and smiling at what she said. Not talking about a third world country, America.
Well, we brought it right here, put it in the executive office. I mean, that sounds very presidential. That's a very presidential thing to say.
Well, totally. I mean, at least, it's, you know what? Hey, Obama, I know you listen to me, brother, because you respond to me. I mean, we got two letters posted on YouCanRunInternational.com where I confronted him on homosexuality and abortion, and he responded both times, friends, even when my high-powered attorney out in D.C. said, Bradley, he ain't going to respond to you. Why would he respond to me? Well, I'd respond to me, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't want to be confronted by you.
No.
But, you know, I mean, I'd respond to you because I know that people really do pay attention to what's going on here.
That's right.
And they know what you're saying is true, so I better respond. Mm-hmm. And so, but when I look at Valerie Jarrett, I got to tell Obama, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Let me be clear.
Right, Valerie?
Let me be clear.
Right, Valerie?
Let me be clear. Where's Valerie?
Yeah.
Let me be clear.
He's outside campaigning with teleprompters.
That's heartfelt. I mean,
Valerie said. That's the only thing I haven't heard said. But Valerie said. I said.
George told Valerie to say,
"Oh,
I love Iran, America."
Yeah. America.
I love America.
Best. I love America.
Betty Boop, what a dish.
They totally, Betty Boop.
Oh, say, can you see? Oh, say, can you see?
But Valerie Jarrett, man, she's all over the place. People really can't stand that woman, and rightfully so.
Payback time.
She's threatening America to those that have stood in the way of this administration. If we win this election, payback is going to be hell, she said.
And look what they've already done thus far. And think about this.
And
she's,
to act
she's
like
giving
she's
it away.
Some victim of circumstance, and she's been governing against the will of the American people and the republic as one nation under God. Not a good place to put yourself, sister.
That's what we were just talking about before we left the hotel room. Do they really think they can get one over to the eternal God, our creator?
Apparently
absolutely
so.
Absolutely not. They're at war with him. And, folks, that's why you stand with him and you see them fall.
I'm glad you brought that up because I need to go over to the book, and check out the Bible and kick out some scripture just to let these people know that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
It's a point
here, by memory, let me give it to you this way. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Here. What about Psalm 97? Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Huh. I don't know. I don't think I'd probably be playing that way.
Where's the payback? That sounds pretty payback to me.
Well, I think it's time that they fear God, not hell.
That's right.
And first God, then hell, friends.
What did John Adams say? I fear for the day of future rewards and punishments.
He understood filial fear, though.
That's right. And how did he
rule? Son to a father. Amen.
He ruled in the fear of the Lord and love towards his fellow man.
Folks, I'm going to come right back after this break. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Vote for radio.
You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices, and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. You can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio. And advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com. That's advertise@GCNlive.com. Vote for radio.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty at Brownie and Jake. Nahum is what I was looking for, friends. God is jealous and the Lord revengeth. The Lord repayeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries. He preserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Amen. Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry. He drieth up all the rivers, and it goes on. And then the Bible at the very end says, who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Verse 7, Nahum 1, the Lord is good.
There we go.
That's exactly
that
right.
That is his goodness.
Well, who else are these people fighting against? God's standard.
That's who they're fighting against.
He who spits against heaven will fall on his back. Truth crushed to the earth, William Bryan said. Colin Bryan, he said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again.
It has to.
It will, and it is. That's and that's right. Why we're still here.
Amen. And you got, realize,
the seed of the righteous will not perish, the Lord said.
And you know, people say, well, we're not fighting against God. Yes, you are. You're fighting against his creation, too. And you are listening right now. You are his creation.
You're talking to the corrupt.
Exactly. Yeah. You are his creation. And when they come against you, they touch the apple of God's eye. And that's what these men and that's what these women
might
have done.
Might want to ask Abraham about that, because God told Abraham, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. And you can see what happened when anybody raised a finger to Abraham. Look what happened. Mm-hmm. Nightmares to the Pharaoh. I mean, God scared the chocolate out of Pharaoh and set things right real quick, didn't he? Hey, is there anything else I can give you? What about Abimelech? Mm-hmm. Same thing with Isaac. Mm-hmm. Same exact thing.
Yep.
God took care of his babies.
Yep.
And touch not mine anointed has meaning. But in saying that, the righteous have to stand up because God promises you the victory.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That, stand up, right?
Let's get to the next point here.
Yes.
Money laundering, Tim Geithner. Tax cheat Tim Geithner. Major banks, governmental officials, and their...
He went to jail for doing that, right? For cheating on his tax.
No, he's the head of the IRS.
Oh, so you cheat on your taxes.
You didn't pay him.
Had on the... this makes sense.
Yeah. Capitalist target of Spire Law Group, LLP's racketeering and money laundering lawsuit seeking return of $43
trillion
to the United States Treasury.
Yeah. How much is a trillion? What is a trillion?
Hey, here, let me tell you. 43, okay. 000, okay. 000, 000, 000, 000. That's $43 trillion. Is that good enough for you?
Sure.
Plaintiffs now established the location of $43 trillion of laundered money in a racketeering enterprise participated in by the following individuals.
Okay.
Attorney General Eric Holder, okay, acting in his individual capacity.
In the cabinet, the president's...
He's being sued. Assistant Attorney General Tony West, the brother-in-law of defendant California Attorney General Harris. Folks, read the Bible. Okay. There is nothing out of... order here. This is what happens when a people disobey the God of heaven. And then God, what does God do? He sends prophets. Mm-hmm. Here, let me go over here really quick. I want you guys to kind of get my vibe here so you can understand history again is repeating itself because a people become disobedient to a just and a holy God. And what happens? Well, we see it happen all over again, don't
we? Right. We do.
Yep. And it talks about in the days of John the Baptist, it talks about those that were ruling. And it talks about all the corrupt. It talks about Caiaphas. It talks about Governor Pontius Pilate. Mm-hmm. It talks about Herod the king.
And the Herodians.
Oh, and the Herodians. It's all over. And it's the same thing. And then in the midst of that, what did God do? He sent his prophets in the midst of that, and he started calling them out for who they really were. So we have John the Baptist. He stands up and points out Herod's sins and many other evils, the Bible
says. Right.
Now, I didn't see God's prophets tucking tail and capitulating, friends. I seen him going to the corruption, just like Jeremiah and just like any other prophet in the Bible. Yep. And what does he do? Even Jesus himself, the King of Kings, the captain of our salvation, the line of the tribe of Judah, what does he do? He says, when the Pharisees came over to him and says, listen, get out of here. I'm sorry, Herod's going to kill you. What did Jesus say? Go tell that fox. Mm-hmm. He ain't got no power over me. Yep. A prophet is not going to perish in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Go tell them to set the record straight because I'm the one walking in power here, not you. And whatever you do have, it's been given you on privileged basis, only temporarily, by my Father.
That's what he told Pontius Pilate. You have no power over me except it were given to you from above. When he spoke to him and commanded him to speak, God doesn't play with people.
No.
He's not fazed by men, governments, or bombs.
Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being Tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, Tetrarch of Iturea. Listen, I just got done kicking off corruption. Were they related, friends? Yes, they were related.
Yep.
Do you think this is coincidence? No, it's not. In other words, what's happening is God is going to begin to look at all these people who think they rule the roost, and he's saying to them, listen, the more you go after my light that you want to extinguish because you want your world the way that you want it without me, now you've set you're at a position now where you're at war with me.
That's right.
And listen to me, every one of you governmental officials, look around in the building that you're at. Why is Moses everywhere? Why is he there? You better pay attention to that, because if you think you're one that's an exception to the rule, you're sadly mistaken. You're not an exception to the rule. God repayeth them to their face that hate him.
Yep.
And he didn't say to some and not others. Mm-hmm. You might want to look at the history of those that did the crucifixion. You might want to look at the history of those that did the delivering up of God's kids. Yep. It's not a good place to put yourself. And by the way, to the American people, I also say, there was a point where Jesus was going to the cross of Calvary to die for the sins of the world, our sins, and he said to the women that were crying, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children. You're letting them do this. That's what Christ was saying. If they will do this in a green tree, what will they do in a dry tree? Well, we can see in Caligula. Mm-hmm. I mean, it got out of hand.
Yes, it did.
Because the people let it go.
That's right. And then who brought it back into scope? It was God through his people that would lay down their lives for it. This is a reoccurring theme in history. But God is known by the judgment that he executes. And he shows his judgment because he's just. He has mercy on the people. These clowns who think that they can get into power, that they're going to somehow arise themselves above where God is, they fall hardcore. Mercy, and I just want to say this, this is the mercy in it. God sheds the light and exposes their darkness so that we can be a part of dealing with them in justice.
Yeah, that's what the Sons
exactly
of Liberty do.
The Sons of Liberty.
Listen to the people that are involved, okay? Of a $43 trillion lawsuit being accused of laundering money in a racketeering enterprise, okay? These are the participants. Attorney General Eric Holder. Assistant Attorney General Tony West, the brother-in-law of defendant California Attorney General Kamala Harris, John Corzine. Remember this guy that just all that billions of dollars disappeared? Never had to account for it? Well, now you know where it went, friends. Robert Rubin, former treasurer and bankster. Timothy Geithner, treasurer secretary, acting in his own individual capacity. Vikram Pandit, recently resigned and disgraced chairman of the board of CETA Group. Folks, these are Valerie Jarrett, the brains to Obama in the West Wing of the White House, is being accused of racketeering. Robert Bauer, husband of Anita Dunn and chief legal counsel for the Obama re-election campaign.
Oh.
The lawsuits allege serial violations of the United States Patriot Act, the policy of embargo against Iran and countries hostile to the foreign policy of the United States, and the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, commonly known as the RICO statute and other state and federal laws. They're all being sued, friends, for racketeering.
And who else would they join forces with other than those that
themselves.
Are enemies to America's foreign policy?
Who's in the news
Americans.
All the time?
Exactly.
There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed.
Thank you.
God said he will reveal everything.
Yep.
He'll bring all things to the light. These are the people that are being called out on a daily basis in your country, friends.
And why does God bring it to the light?
That's
so
his mercy.
We deal with it.
But I can hear someone out there saying, man, but we just need to forgive them.
Turn the other cheek.
Yeah, we just need to forgive them. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mercy that judgment's brought forth, friends,
exactly
to the people at large when you deal with the criminals. Because if you don't, that crime will spread.
Yep.
And
but
it'll affect everybody else unless it's dealt with. Just like ants.
That's exactly right.
You got to deal with the ants,
you
right?
Have to. You got to deal with them grasshoppers. Now, in this particular situation, in biblically speaking, the Hebrews were given the law. It was their inheritance. Moses gave them an inheritance. God gave them an inheritance through Moses, through law. When they amend the curses, what they were amending was
the
justice.
Yes.
Protection. They said, yes, we are free to live at liberty, and the law protects that liberty.
And the one that finds out the criminal will be the first one to put his head his hand on his head and say, this man is guilty as charged with two or three witnesses.
Because he loves his brother.
That's right.
And he hates crime.
That's right. And he loves the people of his community,
right.
Just like good judges do.
Amen.
Remember, soft
that's
judges
right.
produce hardened criminals, friends.
That's right. And hardened criminals multiply themselves quickly. And folks, when you understand that concept right there, the law protects. When you stand up for the law, it is a mercy to those that are innocent. You don't have mercy on a criminal and expect to rehabilitate him.
No.
Unless that criminal is brought to the point of total justice, because that's where Christ was brought on the cross. God didn't say, well, okay, you've suffered enough, I'm going to take you off the cross. God fully judged his own son, and then redemption was set.
That's right, to those that accepted it.
Exactly.
Amen.
And received it, and
that's
repented,
right.
and turned.
Amen. Now, and that's love, by the way.
Amen.
But isn't it interesting that when you look at these criminals, how many repeat offenders do we have? And let me ask you, why do we have repeat offenders, friends?
Isn't it
they're supposed to go to penitentiary.
Penitence.
That's exactly right.
So our justice system, and you look at the very top, the names you just mentioned, you've got Eric Holder involved in, multiple scandals now that are responsible for the murder of many people, and God knows what else he's responsible for.
The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Came out of the Clinton administration, friends.
Yep.
Janet Reno, Hillary Clinton. I mean, folks, come on.
Yep.
It's just that
ridiculous. And now Hillary's a secretary running around the world.
I think.
And that's where justice
turned backwards.
Starting
wars and teaching people to hate the United States. States of America. Hey, but you know what? It's not about the issues. It's about, well, where did I hear this before? It's about the revolution. Saul Alinsky.
Saul, a guy named Saul.
Did I hear that? Because I see Obama doing that, dude.
He's practicing.
Folks, we're going to come back, and I want to talk to you about CNN. I'm going to dovetail this whole thing from start to finish. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
To the Sons of Liberty, at Bradley and Jake. We are live out of Michigan. Now, friends, there's no accessibility to the phones today. We will be back Monday. Back to the norm. We're doing tea parties out here in the state of Michigan, and I'll be doing a church tonight. I'll be doing another church tomorrow and then another tea party.
That's right.
Is that right?
Staying busy.
So we've done 5 events in 3 days.
Yes.
Yeah. Just
rapid fire.
Well, lead the way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, lead the way. Aside of that, I wanted to get over to Jake really quick because he was talking about Eric Holder.
Yes.
And another scandal outside of Fast and Furious, outside of traffic. What is this? Racketeering for $43 trillion are being sued. A whole mess of the individuals in this administration, along with Tim Geithner, Valerie Jarrett, the one that we were just talking about at the beginning of the hour. And, folks, I just thought it was this important. I want to get to Amber Lyon. She's a former CNN journalist who worked for CNN. But before we do, I want you to kick off the last point with Eric Holder. He's involved in another scandal.
Now, everybody understands crime circles. Criminals typically commit multiple crimes, not just one before they're busted, especially when they're white-collar and especially when they're political crimes, because they've established their little seat of power that they're in right now through crimes, generally.
And shield.
And then they shield with crime.
That's right. That's right. With other criminals. That's right.
To understand what crime truly is, it's breaking the law. Well, who created law? God created law. Notice these crimes are always circling around, like, for instance, the Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry.
Again, Planned Parenthood again.
It's a crime against God, and therefore it's a crime that's let loose on on the American public. And in this particular situation, there is a Georgian who is indicted as a, he was indicted, first of all, he was an indicted abortion provider, Tyrone Cecil Malloy, M.D.
Are you being a racist, Jake?
I don't know if he's black. Why, just because he's Tyrone?
No, it reminds me of Mr. Bishop last night that we've seen, and we've seen the two black pastors coming against the black pastor, Mr. Bishop, out on the East Coast that was standing up for the black communities. Mm-hmm. We had two black pastors come out against him because they were Democrats.
That's exactly.
It wasn't an issue of principle, friends. It was an issue of color.
That's right. Yep. And it's about the politics. But this particular man who's been indicted is still practicing abortions, Tyrone Cecil Malloy, M.D.
Mm.
It enables him to perform second trimester abortions,
well, no wonder
too,
why.
By the way.
Attorney Eric Holder is going after anybody that stands in front of the girls that are going into the abortion clinic.
Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act.
No wonder why he's attacking those people, those old ladies.
He attacked them, and in this case, the charge has not only been thrown out because of lack of evidence, but the Justice Department has also been ordered to repay court costs. So AG Eric Holder, that went after people that were protecting life, is actually paying for it on the back end.
Well, he ain't. The American people are.
That's exactly right. For
what does he care? Win or lose, man?
Now, there's a property owned that this particular doctor that we're talking about that was indicted for abortion. The property is owned, and the tax records reveal that is owned by the wife of United States Attorney General Eric Holder.
No!
And her sister.
Is anybody in here surprised by that?
So why doesn't he prosecute or investigate any abortion providers for taking taxpayer money illegally?
Man, they're holding me in contempt, man. I need some help from you other criminals.
Bring in the bat phone.
Come on.
Call them off. Call them off, Obie.
Yes.
Call them off.
So I can do it again, man. You know how this works. I'm doing all these dirty deeds for you, and I need your protection now.
So people that would support the breaking of God's law, i.e. abortion and the murder of young children, then cover it up through more crimes.
You can't be on crime. Anything outside of corrupt, debased, immoral, gross in every sense of the word.
When you turn
vile, criminal before God, when you are partaking with that. And America, for you to sit back on this one, this and the homosexual agenda, it bewilders me. Because this is the final nail in the coffin for you to allow it. Because God will not overlook this. And you know what? I agree with what he says. And listen, when you're born of the Spirit of God, you're born of an undefiled seed. You're born of not a fiend faith, a counterfeit faith, or a dissimulated love. It's a real love. And when you see what Christ did for us on the cross, and we tolerate what he died for to cover with his blood, and you tolerate it, you're desecrating the memory of that blood.
Yep.
And friends, that is not at all a good place for anybody to put themselves against. And this is what, it's scary, because if you hear what I'm telling you right now, these are warnings over and over and over again through covenant that God established, because in the Spirit, law is perpetual.
Yeah.
It's always at work. And you see this law at work by crime being exposed over and over, and justice being brought forth over and over in this earth.
That's right. You know, more people are brought to judgment not because of their actions, but because of their inactions. It only takes a few criminals, and those that don't act contrary to that criminal or stop that crime, they become an accessory to that crime. And folks, we have a representative government. We are responsible for those that represent us in this country.
If we sin willfully after that we received a knowledge of the truth, which we have been giving you here, there remains no more sacrifice for your sins. But a certain fearful looking for of indignation and judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose you, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Right after that he says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Especially when you've done nothing and you've seen the crime, and you know the crime, you've studied the crime, and you haven't reacted towards it.
So he's busted, and he's a partaker of another scandal, and we find out now the scandal has something to do with Planned Parenthood, and then this is why, America, hopefully you'll understand why Obama's advocating the abortion of babies, because there's money being made. It's mob money. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's a fact. Do your homework.
Yep.
And it's interesting, too, that we've had so many people from the inside of Planned Parenthood tell on Planned Parenthood, yet Planned Parenthood still exists.
Yep. Yep, and the audits done and the mammograms that don't exist constantly, continually. Yeah. And yet federal funds keep going through. And if a state like Indiana tries to hemorrhage or stop those federal funds from coming in, they get sued by the federal government.
That's right.
And by the DOJ.
And federal judges. And what we need to do is start looking at the federal judges and start examining them, because there's a reason they're stopping these.
Exactly, which is the same reason that Eric Holder is not prosecuting abortionists, because he's benefiting from it. And the same thing with these judges.
Amber Lyon, formerly CNN, exposes government's sonship of media. Now listen to this. I'm sorry. This is good. I'm not even tired. I just blew that one out of the water. Censorship, sorry. Amber Lyon is an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN. She says she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories, listen to what I'm saying, stories in specific manners while working for the communist organization CNN. She said, Amber Lyon, an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, and began to call them out for what they were trying to demand her to do. Well, guess what she didn't do? She didn't tuck tail. Mm-hmm. The internal fortitude is something to be admired, friends.
And again, in a woman.
She goes on, CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN content. Well, we heard about this just not too long ago when the New York Times came out and told. Good for them, to their credit.
Everything's got to get passed through the administration.
What happened, Jake?
Everything had to get passed through the administration
before it gets to the people.
Before it gets actually published to the people.
Yeah, it's neck.
I mean, that's free press,
right? It's neck and neck, man.
Oh, buddy, let me tell you what.
17. Let me think for a moment, please.
Un momento.
This is still Bradley Dean. Just hold on for a moment, please.
Un minuto.
74,000 seats he couldn't fill. Mm. They had to move it to a 20,000 seater, which they were not all filled at the DNC.
No. It was the weather.
He goes to Wisconsin. Listen carefully, my friends. He goes to Wisconsin. They said that he sold out the state-run media reports. He basically packed the seats. 18,000 seats filled for Obama. Friends, there was only 5,000 seats available.
Oh!
Yep, that's the problem. 70% of his Twitter account is contrived and fabricated. Friends, he does not have the numbers. Let me go back to Amber Lyon, an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN. She says that she was ordered to report fake stories. Stories, friends. Delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration. Can we say Benghazi? To the credit of Fox, they are keeping it out there right now.
That's true. You do hear about it every day.
They are. They're keeping it out there because they're hoping people in this country have enough common sense to understand that they're up against a criminal organization. Let me go on. Amber Lyon, an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN, goes on and says, to construct stories, she was told by her bosses at CNN, in specific manners while working for the communist organization CNN. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. governments, both foreign and the United States governments, for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration, said Amber Lyon, pays for CNN's content. Now maybe we understand why the president just retired. Because they got no polls. And folks, let me tell you what. Literal hell's going to be paid with the mainstream media, the state-run media, after these elections.
Oh, yeah.
Mark my words. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you live Saturday, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We're going to have fun tomorrow, I hope. Yeah?
Let's have it.
We're going to keep this out there, though.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.